One small step for fixing astronaut gloves, a giant leap for the space economy. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Microsoft and Hewlett-Packard Enterprise announced Monday that they've partnered up with NASA to bring artificial intelligence on board the International Space Station. The AI checks astronauts' gloves for damage, because those gloves are really important for fixing things on the station. They need good grip, they help maintain pressure, and protect astronauts from extreme temperatures. So a damaged glove is a big deal. Stephen Kitte is Senior Director of Azure Space at Microsoft. He says this new AI is an improvement over the traditional way astronauts check gloves for damage.
And they come back into the airlock, they take pictures of those gloves. Those pictures then get sent down to Earth, where analysts then analyze them. Now, the challenge is that, one, there is a limited amount of bandwidth to get data from the space station down to Earth. So we worked to develop an artificial intelligence algorithm that is able to identify potential tears.
So is this kind of an image recognition type technology?
So this is artificial intelligence, and then underneath that, a subset of that is image recognition. NASA engineers were able to build this model. They started looking at astronaut gloves, and then they looked at areas of damage. Now, that is then able to create a model that, when the artificial intelligence is run on it, it can then identify those areas of the image, and it even gives a level of confidence.
And this happens sort of virtually instantaneously versus having to send an image across space to Earth and send the response back?
Exactly. So the power here is that we're bringing that processing on board the International Space Station, whereas all of that would have happened on the ground. And this is all testing, so it's not being used operationally. But through testing, it's processed on board the spaceborne computer. And then the areas that are identified that need review are then sent down to the ground, where analysts can then look at it closer. It saves time for those analysts to be able to focus on the mission they need to.
How much demand is there for this type of technology on space stations?
We're starting out now and really able to show the power of bringing these technologies to developers. I would have to point to NASA to be able to talk about where it would go from here, but we've seen tremendous excitement from them on being able to really harness commercial technologies and bring it into these mission areas to help them do their jobs much better.
Tell me about some of the other projects in space that you're working on right now, I guess, if you're allowed to talk about them.
Of course, absolutely. So we're working with Thales, who's going to be putting a remote sensor on board the International Space Station that's looking down at the Earth. And Microsoft is going to be working with Thales to help bring artificial intelligence and to do onboard compute on the International Space Station to specifically address areas such as climate change and be able to do processing and run algorithms on board the space station. Now, beyond the ISS, we're looking at and working on partnerships with other companies to bring that processing on board satellites. And we've got two new partnerships there. One is with Loft Orbital, which is a company that has a unique business model insofar as making space simple and making space as a service and bringing multiple tenants on board a spacecraft for their different mission applications and selling it as a service. And we're working with Loft Orbital to bring our compute on board the satellite to be able to do different functions, such as be able to enable commanding and processing on board, depending on what's actually detected. Now, beyond Loft Orbital, we're also working with Ball Aerospace, which has a very unique history and set of capabilities to support governments and unique mission applications, such as weather monitoring. And we're working with them on new onboard compute capabilities to be able to empower their developers as well.
It sounds like there's just more commercial technology being deployed into space every day. Is this sort of the start of a whole space economy?
That is what is really exciting. Space is changing, and it really started as the domain of governments and was primarily focused on national security missions as well as civil and exploration. But what's happening now is this commercial activity in space, and there's new investments and new technologies and new missions that are being opened up to open up more opportunities and ultimately be able to benefit life here on Earth.
Stephen Kate is Senior Director of Azure Space at Microsoft. And now for some related links. Stephen Kate talked about this new space economy. Of course, billionaires Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson have joined in with their commercial space enterprises. But this week, we could see the first private mission to the International Space Station. A crew made up of private citizens from a company called Axiom Space plans to make the journey aboard a SpaceX Dragon Endeavour spacecraft. Space News reports the mission will launch this Friday if there are no further delays. It's part of a long-term plan to establish a commercial space station, which could be important given the geopolitical instability here on Earth. Russia is now threatening to pull out of its collaboration on the ISS unless sanctions are lifted. The Verge reporter Lauren Grush points out that Russia plays a pretty important role in maintaining the position of the ISS in space. NASA had been counting on Russian cooperation through at least 2024, so a withdrawal of the country now could do real damage. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.